X, it's the Morning X. What's up, my friends? How you doing? Don't worry. This is the time we start the show every day, right? Oh, hey, look, there's my number one friend right there. I went to a Hajj to analyze my dreams. He says it's lack of Nick that's bringing me down. I went to a Nick. He says my life's a dick. So quit your whining, cause it's bringing me Hajj, Nicholas Hajda, host of the Morning X. What's up, buddy? What's up, man?
That was a good one.
I'm in a real Green Day mood today.
Are you having the Hajj of your life?
He's ask for no notes, no assistance, but that's fine. That's good. That's good. What's up, buddy? How's your health? How's life? How's everything?
Very, very, very poor. But I think it's just, luckily, I think it's just allergies, which is just something you can do with suffer.
Ooh.
Yeah, still no fever. Got all my body's full of mucus, but we got most of it out
that
this morning.
That means your body is fighting back.
Yeah.
That you're healing, you're expelling the, I don't know how the body works, man.
Yeah, but in the case of allergies, I think it's my body's fighting myself. And that's, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
But
usually it's your mind that's doing that. But
yes.
That's
fine. No. There's no mind today.
Oh, okay. Good,
yeah.
good.
Mind is not working at all.
Let me ask you a question. Am I leaning 8 degrees to the right, your left? This chair, CJ, what did you do? This chair feels like it. Is it daylight saving time? Am I just permanently leaning an hour this direction now? But this chair feels like I'm going this way. All right.
Well, you seem to be lined up properly, but I feel like you're
compensating.
Your left side is lower. So, yeah, maybe you're compensating.
I don't know what's going on here. It's possible. I haven't played pickleball in like 3 weeks now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my body is just wasting away. Did I lose an entire glute? Because I'm sitting crooked. All
you got a flat ass cheek is what you're saying?
I'm saying, yeah, my left glute still feels normal. But over here, I'm just flat on this side. I got a flat tire, all right?
Yeah.
I already changed one tire this week. I don't know if I can change a glute tire.
I feel really bad for you in my Benadryl haze that you're leaning slightly to the right.
Well, I blame CJ,
okay? Thank you for fighting through that.
You got it, buddy.
To do radio.
The Morning X.
At 101X Morning X on Twitter, it's time for today's Morning X Burning X question. What has got you Burning X today, Hajj?
Oh, this one I've been burning on for a while now. And you're going to tell me this is Hajj de brain, whatever you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
How many is a couple of?
How many is a couple of?
How many is a couple
two.
Of?
Two.
Okay, so you're saying that that's the right answer is two.
I'm telling you that if you're asking couple, there's literally only one defensible answer is two. A couple is two.
Yes.
Me and you are a couple of radio jackasses,
okay,
all right?
I am
a part of a couple with Bumbleina. All of these are two, all right? If you got another, if you add a third, thruple, okay, then we're getting into a few territory. Now the window's open for debate. But if the question is couple, it's two.
So I'm bringing this up today because Aaron Rodgers was caught after the game on Sunday against the Chargers. My camera is saying that he will be back. Somebody asked him, one of the Chargers players, like, hey, when are you coming back? And he said, in a few weeks. Give me a few weeks.
Okay.
Then he went on the Pat McAfee show
on
ESPN, and they were trying to break down a couple of weeks. And here's what Aaron said.
It'd be nice to be able to be back in a couple weeks. That's probably not anywhere near a realistic timeline. But a couple is, you know, could be a few, could be a lot. It's more of a... of a phrase that didn't have a specific timetable.
Now, he's very clearly is just trying to backtrack and dodge and not say something to make news. But this goes back to me when I was back in my bar days.
Oh,
I was
way to make it all about yourself, Hajda.
Well, look, that's how...
I learned it from watching you.
But in my mind, for some reason, while I know that a couple means two in people, when somebody would say, give me a couple of beers... nondescript amount. And so I'd be like, can you not just...
It's totally descript.
I know, but just for some reason my brain hits me as like, I don't know how many is a couple when you put in beers. Or when it's not people, I feel like a lot of people use it as just like, give me a handful or whatever it is. Like all those things, a handful, a few, a couple. are all the same. And it reminds me of in the movies when somebody goes into a bar and the guy's like, what do you have? And he's like, give me a beer. And like that always gave me anxiety because like as a former person who worked in the hospitality industry, I'd be like, well, what do you want? Do you want just like a Bud Light?
Yeah.
Do you want a fancy IPA? Some sort of weird craft
IPA's
beer?
Here, bro.
Something that I have to put like a weird amount of fruit in there? Like beer could mean anything. And so like I always just felt bad for the poor bartender because this jackass can't just say, give me a specific type of beer. Now I realize it's again, you know, movies and product placement.
Movie magic, baby.
Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that is ambiguous, as is a handful, whatever. But if you say couple, and I think Aaron Rodgers, he says a couple of weeks would be unrealistic because that's 2 weeks and he has a torn Achilles and he's not playing again this season. So a couple is
I saw him throwing on the field, Jason.
Oh, my gosh. He was
walked,
throwing on the field?
He walked into the stadium.
Walked
on Sunday.
And
okay.
Through.
Yeah.
You know what? Look, I've seen the Jets quarterback play. The bar is low. The bar is so low, my friend. But I don't think that just because a man can walk and throw. I can walk and throw. All right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just go vote in the poll at 101X Morning X. How many is a couple of? 2, 3 to 5, an indeterminate amount, the playoffs.
I can walk and throw and sometimes even run and throw. Take that, Malik Murphy.
Morning X.
101X, it's Morning X, Nick and Dick. It's time for Raj the Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to, and now all the news is fit to air. My guy, Nicholas Hajda.
Election night results are in,
and
there were major victories in Ohio, Kentucky, and Virginia for those supporting abortion rights remaining legal. Ohioans also approved a proposal legalizing recreational marijuana.
Oh.
So good on them.
Another one beats Texas to the finish line. Will we be last?
Speaking of Texas. Yeah, probably. Although we mostly have legal weed here. It's fine.
We absolutely do not.
No, I'm talking about the deltas.
All right.
Anyway, in Texas, all of the 14 props on the ballot passed except for Prop 13, which raised the mandatory retirement age for Texas judges. So thank you all for giving my mom a raise and those of you who voted.
But so you had a whole bunch of no's on your list.
Yeah. I assume people did this to spite me.
I released
my last-minute, barely researched, most likely biased voting guide yesterday at 101X.com.
Yeah. What were the yeses and no's?
Well, it's no, 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 yes, no, 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 yes, no, yes, no, no, yes. I voted for...
But except it went yes, 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 no, yes.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And you went and voted?
I did.
Good job. Me too.
Down at the electric building.
Me too.
Aw.
What?
Okay. But also, hey, congratulations. We're going to get you some broadband internet in Maynor probably.
I doubt it.
Good job, Prop 8. And finally, speaking of important results, Patrick Dempsey is your 2023 sexiest man alive, according to People magazine. Yeah, McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy, which I believe he died on that show like a decade ago. But he's back.
More than that.
And people says he's sexy now.
He's the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm here to report.
Loverboy.
What?
You know the movie Loverboy?
No.
Patrick Dempsey plays a pizza delivery guy who will have sex with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not a pornography.
Is this like 2022
HBO classic.
Release or 23?
1991.
Ah, okay. I'm here to report in the news that this is wrong. Pedro Pascal is the sexiest man of 2023.
No.
And finally... Legend of Zelda fans, good news.
Huh?
Nintendo has officially announced they are working on a live-action film of the popular video game series.
Yeah. Ah, the soundtrack's already out.
That's right, buddy. And I'm going to Link to the Past. Suck it, Ocarina of Time. Anyway, Nintendo owner, man in charge, Shigeru Miyamoto. You don't need this. This is nonsense.
I agree. I don't need it.
He wrote on X, or Twitter, that we have now officially started the development of the film with Nintendo itself heavily involved in the production. It will take time until its completion, but I hope you look forward to seeing it. He is working with Avi Arad, a veteran film producer who worked on several successful comic book movies such as Spider-Man, Iron Man, X-Men, And so we're going to get a live-action Legend of Zelda. This is big news, man. Okay, this is big news. You're not taking it seriously.
You're right, I am not. Yeah. Well, it's big news because...
It's going to be awesome.
So, fans of Legend of Zelda is how you set this up. Congratulations, your video game's being made into a movie.
Yeah.
Isn't the point...
Well, it's important.
Isn't
live
the point...
Live-action movie.
That you want
not animated.
You want to be immersed in the world. You want to play the game. And now it's just like you're going to watch. This is like the kids who are watching other people play video games on YouTube. I don't get it.
Hey, what did you do last Sunday? You watched a bunch of guys play football.
Well, Oh, I had action in the game. Yeah. I had stake in the game.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why I had gambling and the fantasy, all those things. But no, look, I love Mario. If you don't cut me off, I'll just go forever.
I'm gonna test you on that. Look, here's the interesting thing is about Legend of Zelda. Is while you are right, you do immerse yourself into the game because Link is a silent protagonist. All right, stop. You're cut off.
My point was, I love
when you play a wet laser.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah,
but I didn't. And the movie was fine. Because I like playing the video game, I had no... Whether the movie was awesome or not, I don't think it has anything to do with your affinity for the video game. I love Mortal Kombat.
Finish him.
Those movies are absolute garbage and trash.
No, the newest one is good.
No,
the newest
one
is good.
I promise you it's not.
I promise you it's good.
You know what? Put it on the poll. Video game people, just because you like playing the game, does that mean you're predisposed to like the movie? I might even argue the opposite of that is true.
Anyway, in the games, Link does not talk. Will he speak? In the movie, or remain silent.
Okay.
I say be silent.
Who's going to play Link?
I don't know.
I say they go
say it was a
super Oscar effort and make him a mute Eddie Redmayne as Link.
Oh, get them.
He's just going to act with his face. Hell yeah, man. That's what you video game guys get.
A lot of people are going to say Tom Holland. I say you cast an unknown.
Your Dallas Cowboys signed wide receiver Martavis Bryant to their practice squad yesterday, which is only notable because of how hilarious it is. Martavis Bryant has not played in the NFL since 2018, mostly due to substance abuse violations of the policy suspension. Hope you're all right, Martavis. Maybe you're a contributor. The college football playoff rankings edition number 2 released last night. Lazy work, committee. Lazy work. Ohio State 1, Georgia 2, Michigan 3, Florida State 4.
Hang on. So it sounds like a repeat of the news.
Exactly what you guys put out last week. Yeah, I mean, I guess the top 8 didn't lose in the top 8.
Is Texas still better than Alabama?
Top 8 did not change, including the University of Texas is number 7, somewhat notably staying ahead of Alabama, who they beat head-to-head in their building. How could they ever fall behind them? More on the College Football Playoff Committee rankings later. But first, children's social media. If Quinn Ewers puts on his MySpace page...
Turn me loose. Set me free.
Turn me loose, set me free.
Somewhere in the middle of Montana.
Ignore the Montana part. That means he's ready to play, right?
Yeah.
He's ready to ball.
Yep.
Put him in, coach. Look at me. Gotta be center field. All right. Quarterback. Yeah. This is Quinn saying that he's ready to go. Yesterday, Nick on our sports show told me something about how it doesn't mean anything about anything, but... You said lots of things on our sports show. I was like, this guy's crazy.
No, you were surprised that he is a fan of Merle Haggard and country music.
I still don't believe that he's a fan of Merle Haggard.
He can be.
It's okay. Yeah, yeah. You came off like a lunatic. Me, a racist. That's fine. Okay?
All right, sure.
But yeah, Quinn, what's that? The racist?
No, it's not a new phrase. It's not a new catchphrase.
I'm just curious which one of those I'd rather be. That's the new 590 morning show. Okay.
I don't want to be the lunatic, but if the other option is racist.
It's not the new one.
I guess I will happily.
It's the one that's always been.
Be cuckoo.
Just kidding, guys. No, Quinn Ewers putting this Merle Haggard song, Set Me Loose.
Mm-hmm.
Cut me. What? Hang on. What is he saying?
Turn me loose.
See, I'm no fan. Mm-hmm. Turn me loose. Set me free. He says I'm ready to play. Right, coach? I'm ready to play Saturday night at TCU. Okay. Quinn has also seen enough of Malik Murphy throwing the ball directly to the opponent and says, turn me loose. Set me free. Tell me how I'm wrong. Tell me why this doesn't mean that Quinn Ewers is playing on Saturday.
I agree, but Quinn, jerk move. Mm-hmm. Telling TCU that we're going to play you, okay? You should have kept this under the... make them prepare for Malik Murphy. They'll be surprised and we don't just throw it directly to their defenders.
What does prepare for Malik Murphy mean? Just take the defensive backs out and be
guys,
like, okay,
put your catching gloves on.
Learn how to catch.
Throw it right to you.
Here we go.
The Morning
X.
101X, it's the Morning X, Nick and Dick. More win them before you can buy them Green Day tickets today. Stay tuned for your for details on how you can win.
And now the Morning X chronicles the antics of that guy.
It is always just that guy, and their friends are usually normal.
Tries to get you to do their work for them, guy. Don't be that guy.
Ah, finally, a self-reporting that guy.
Did I say that correctly? Tries to get you to do their work for you, for them. Guy. Mm-hmm. Nah, I said it right the first time. Now I messed it up. I'm not nuts about doing this one because for the second time in as many weeks, I'm beefing with a coworker. Sorry, CJ. Your dog's adorable. That was last week. This week, I'm beefing with a coworker, and I might be doing so with bad intel. But what do I always say, Hajda? Don't let the facts get in the way of a good bit. All
sure.
Right?
Also, unless I do it. And then
tremendously relatable. Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. Who is the person in your office who is always trying to get other people to do their work for them? Why can't I say all the pronouns correctly? At 101X Morning X. This comes from here. Come backside radio with me, if as Nick Hajda would say. But I imagine you guys understand. We here in the radio business have what I call salespeople. All right.
Yeah.
Perhaps in some worlds, they're account executives.
Account managers.
Nice.
I think now they call themselves some sort of marketing specialist type. They've gussied up the title real good, but they're salespeople, all right?
Sure.
You want to buy advertising on the radio station, you got to go to a salesperson. But usually it's the other way around. The salesperson goes out, pounds the pavement, is out on the streets trying to drum up business saying, hey, come advertise.
They're going door to door. Excuse me, ma'am. Would you like to buy some radio commercials?
The all-new Morning X with Jason Dick, Nick Hajda. They have availability. And I guess this was somewhat born out of the idea that I've been back from my unfortunate hiatus for 2.5 months, and I have yet to read a commercial endorsement. I'm great at reading commercial endorsements, guys. You know what? The other day, Bumbleito said that I was not a spokesperson. Okay?
What?
Yeah. I don't know what we were talking about, but some television pitch person was on TV, and he says, that's a spokesperson, Jason. And I was like, I'm a spokesperson.
He's
like,
the Flex Seal guy.
You're not a spokesperson. And I was like, let me tell you about the virtues of QC Kinetics. Where is your pain? Is it in your knees, your back, your shoulders, your hips? All right.
What's the solution, Jason?
Well, if they're told you that surgery or steroids are your only option, not so fast, my friend. Sorry, that's a CJ.
But what if I'm trying to turn my bathroom into a spa?
Anyway, yeah, you guys know of our incredible advertising prowess and commercial reading abilities around here. But yeah, 2.5 months back in the game, I got nothing. Mm-hmm. I guess in situations like this, I have been advised and have done so 2 times now to tell our sales department, hey, here are categories that I think I would be a good person for. And specifically, I'm about to move to Manor for real. For real.
You need some mulch.
I need all kinds of things. Landscaping, movers, home security, furniture, the rest of a house. All of these things. I could be endorsing your products if you offer these wares. And Nick told me a conversation. Here's where the misinformation comes in. About how he was talking to one of our salespeople.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, Jason is like a dream situation for a sales guy. He's got all these opportunities. What he should do is go reach out to the businesses himself. And then once he's converted them, bring them to me and I'll sign them up. I'll sign them up for some advertising.
Put up the documents, tell them where to sign.
Like, hold on, sir. What I should do?
What is my commission?
Is do your job. I should go out and find this advertiser and convert them and convince them and sell them.
Yeah.
And then turn them over to you so that you can collect 15%, 18%. I don't know what do they make now? Whatever the commission is. Now, it's possible to that one particular salesperson that Nick totally lied to me about y'all's interaction, and that's not how it went, but that's what he told me that you did. That's what he told me. Now, my question is just, if I do this thing that they are asking me to do, I should get the commission. Can I collect commission?
I'm considering, shame on you for airing this right now. You should just be doing this all on the backroom deals.
I might be doing it.
Cut the radio station out entirely.
Yeah, well, no, that's illegal. Well, kind of illegal.
Nah.
You know what's illegal these days?
I mean, look.
Listen, the rules don't. There's no rules. You do whatever you want.
One of our presidential candidates has like four trials going right now. Everybody's really concerned about the legalities of things.
I'm just saying, everybody, we're in a new day and age here in 101X land and radio in general where everybody's got to wear multiple hats.
Yeah.
Hosting one show is no longer good enough, okay? You got to host two shows, or you got to host one show and be the promotions director.
You got to do more with less.
You got to host one show and be the parking lot attendant. Mm-hmm. This is just the way that it works, and I'm not trying to get into the sales business, but
I'd rather do the sports show with you or stay in the parking lot and ward off the Waterloo parking lot pooper.
If I go out and secure this account and convert them into advertisers, do I collect the 15% and 18%? I don't know what the number is. Do I collect the commission? And if not, why not? Why not? Now, I know our fellow salespeople, they are going
to
RIP Christy. She's not dead, but she just left after 25. You were the best, Christy. You were the absolute best. They're going to be, their hair is going to be on fire if they find out. Jason is selling spots now. He's on the morning show. He has the biggest megaphone you could put. That's not fair. And you know what I say? That's a little fire that I just built under you. You're welcome. You're welcome for that fire that I made. All right.
Ooh, so not only are you a bootleg salesperson, but you should be a bootleg sales manager.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Why not, man?
Yeah.
Why not? Listen, it might be happening already. Did I have a meeting with a soon-to-be-open poker room yesterday? Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Okay, I'm not tipping my sales hand. Mm-hmm. But if I convert that into business for the radio station, do I collect my commission? Huh?
I say yes, and I have a list of clients I'd like to start working on my behalf.
At 101X Morning X, get at us on Twitter.
The Morning X.
Let's go, man. Nick told us in Hajda headlines today that, what's his name? Patrick Dempsey?
Yep, McDreamy.
Is the sexiest man alive, according to, who does this?
People Magazine.
People Magazine says Patrick Dempsey, sexiest man alive.
Let me listen to a magazine about sexy. Okay.
I know what you're thinking. Hold on. McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy? Anatomy is the sexiest man alive in 2023, to which I had to tell Nick, actually, Patrick Dempsey is from Loverboy, and I was wrong, 1989.
Randy Boda delivers pizza.
Senior pizza.
It's about time.
At least that's what his boss thinks.
Hey, Bolding, you are really quite a popular guy, aren't you?
Anyway,
God, that sounds so 1980s.
I mean, it's funny because it literally, I guess in 1989, was it not a porn trope that you ordered the extra large sausage pizza and then Ron Jeremy shows up at your house and rails you? But that's the point of 1989's Loverboy is Patrick Dempsey delivers pizza, goes to Kirstie Alley's house, and they get it on.
Yeah, I mean, that was before BigSausagePizza.com, but I think the trope was still alive and well.
I think the
was always a McSteamy guy.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Team McSteamy over Team McDreamy.
Loverboy, I think it was if you ordered the pizza with anchovies, which I get it. It's like nobody would ever do that.
Yeah.
But then
like if you try to sell weed through the drive-thru.
Do you actually bring an anchovy pizza? Like, because after sex, you know what would be great? Pizza. But with no anchovies. Yeah, don't ruin the pizza just because you're, you know what, I'm getting too bogged down in the Loverboy angle of this. We do not agree that Patrick Dempsey is the sexiest man alive. I've come up with some suitable replacements, Hajda, and I think we agree on who it really should be. But how about, because I know it's not a fair fight, okay? Didn't ask me about my sexiness, all right? Didn't even at least check in on what's going on over here. Because you got to be, like, particularly notable in the pop culture worlds to get in the contest,
like this
right?
Yeah, since 10 years ago in the height of his powers.
Has he done anything
Anatomy.
Recently, Patrick Dempsey?
He's like a race car driver now, which is sexy.
How about this? Travis Kelce.
You know, it's interesting.
He has the seal of approval from Taylor Swift, the most famous, important person in all of the world, okay?
You know,
Travis Kelce is Patrick Dempsey, Taylor's version.
Okay. Jason Kelce is in the issue.
Really?
Yeah.
I just watched that Kelce documentary, and one of my biggest takeaways was...
Everybody knows. You won't stop talking about it.
Will I not stop talking about it?
Yeah. Anyway, what were we saying? What the biggest takeaway from the documentary?
Was that Jason Kelce, despite being a gross, fat offensive lineman, pretty handsome for a big ugly.
He does seem like he's going to be one of those football guys that when he stops playing and gets off the roids, he's going to like drop like 100 pounds, become like a marathon runner.
I don't think he's on the roids.
Runner or something like that. But I think he's going to drop down and people are going to be like, holy crap.
What about
you are the good-looking Kelsey.
Harry Styles? Are we over that? Is that so 2 years ago?
A lot of people were suspecting that Harry Styles was going to be named it, but yeah. I mean, look, you make that movie, Darling something, and it sucked. So no sexiest man for you.
Earmuffs, conservatives. Joe Biden, all right? Old Silver Fox, okay?
No.
Go. What's sexier than picking up America and lifting them out of a pandemic is what some people would say he did.
I mean, what's the meme where he holds the cup? There's something like Dirty Joe or something that came, like Angry Joe.
Oh, yeah,
that
one. That version. He's a little creepy sometimes. But look, the answer
smell your hair.
Is Ryan Gosling, okay? Every year that this contest exists and it's not Ryan Gosling, it's like the NBA MVP in the 90s, okay? It's Michael Jordan every year until he retires. And Ryan Gosling, every year that he exists, is the sexiest man on earth, but especially the year that he's Ken.
See, here's the problem is that I feel like his chest is too overdeveloped, okay? You've gone past...
His chest is too overdeveloped.
Yeah, it's like Ben Stiller in Tropic Thunder. He's gone too sexy.
Oh,
he's
too sexy. Never go full sexy.
Now, Michael Cera is Alan?
What?
I kind of feel...
No.
I kind of feel like that's the answer.
No.
But no, the answer is Pedro Pascal.
Why is it Pedro Pascal?
Because it's Pedro Pascal, right?
I don't know the answer.
He's America's Zaddy.
But, Pedro Pascal's most notable role, I'm going to say, is The Mandalorian, where he's so ugly, they make him cover his face the entire series.
But he's a single dad trying to make it good on the Outer Rim.
The Morning X.
More chances for you to see Green Day coming up in just a few. It's time for Hajda Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. And now all the news that's fit to air, my guy, is Nicholas Hajda. Go, 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 go.
The election night results are in, and there are major victories in Ohio, Kentucky, and Virginia for those wanting to keep abortion rights legal. Ohioans also approved a proposal legalizing recreational marijuana. So it's just that easy, guys. What are we doing? In Texas, all of the 14 props on the ballot passed except for Prop 13, which was to raise the mandatory retirement age for Texas judges. And then the city of Austin... We passed two props to build parks and roads and things, so we spent money.
Excellent reporting.
Yeah, it's a very long list. It's too exhaustive for the Hajda headlines, all right? That's a main body news story. And then finally, super locally, the Austin City Council gave a breakdown and timeline on the multi-million dollar I-35 cap and stitch project yesterday.
Yeah,
basically,
right.
The city has to pony up $15 million by next month and another $19 million by December 2024 is our part to do this. However, that will not happen if Dirty Martin's Place has anything to do with it. Do you familiar with Dirty Martin's Place?
Of course, Team Dirty Martin's. Let's go. Comeback burgers.
Yes, the nearly century-old hamburger place on Guadalupe.
What kind of burgers were those? Comeback burgers.
They are planning to team up with a bunch of former politicians to file a lawsuit against the city.
Why? They're not on I-35.
Well, they're saying that the plan Austin voters approved back in 2020 is not the plan that we are currently going to go into. It involves way less like light rail and metro rail and stuff like that.
Oh.
So the argument is that the city does not legally have the grounds to spend taxpayer money on the current cap and stitch plan.
Way to involve yourself civilly, Martin. I will cease to call you dirty, maybe slightly dingy, okay?
Okay. I've never been to Dirty Martin's.
What?
I've heard
what
about
is your
it.
Problem?
Texas State kid. I don't know.
Ed Clements will be happy to host you, all right?
Yeah?
Just put it on Ed Clements' tab. That's what I say.
Nice. Yeah. Can I go down there and just tell him that?
Yeah.
Put it on Mr. Radio's tab?
Sometimes it works.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's it for Hajda Headlines.
Oh, that was it. I was ready. Sports. I was ready for the end, for sure, man. Your Dallas Cowboys have signed wide receiver Martavis Bryant to the practice squad. Notable perhaps only because of how hilarious it is. Martavis Bryant has not played football in the NFL since 2018. Spun his wheels in the CFL and the XFL and... mostly been out of football, not because of a lack of talent, but because he likes marijuana. Multiple offender of the league, substance abuse. He's failed a bunch of drug tests. Is it weed? If it's just weed, like...
That's why he's back. Nobody cares about it. Thanks,
cool,
Ohio.
Yeah. Good job. I've been told this is the radio station that reports on minor league hockey, so let me tell you, your Texas Stars at the Rockford Ice Hogs. Sweet name. I am mostly telling you because the puck drops at 10:30 a.m.
Today?
10:30 a.m. today in Rockford. You can't make it. You probably, you know where Rockford is?
No, but I know they played minor league baseball in the back during the war. The Rockford Peaches.
They played the women's bay.
Georgia?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's Illinois, so you missed it by this much. Yeah, I don't know what's going on or why they would play at 10:30 in the morning, but they're playing morning hockey today in Rockford. I think it's because the Ice Hogs Arena has Whitesnake tonight.
Oh, well, clearly. Correct decision.
Yeah. That's not true. Whitesnake is not there. That's just the only. And finally, this. The College Football Playoff Committee put out their rankings edition number 2. Mostly unchanged. Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, Florida State is your top 4. Texas remains 7. I suppose somewhat notably ahead of Alabama, who's 8. A lot of support for the Crimson Tide to move up in the rankings. But yeah, the top 8 unchanged. As somebody who frequently tells me this is the committee wants to do this, they want to do the certain things, Hajda.
Yeah.
What did they want to do by not changing the rankings at all?
Well, they wanted to not look foolish by having Ohio State 1 in the 1 week.
Yeah.
And then immediately be like, no, that was a mistake.
Because you could argue that Georgia now beating Missouri belongs ahead of them.
Yeah.
But they wanted to defend honor.
Exactly. So I would say next week, though, Georgia, if you play really hard this weekend, that'd make number 1.
Play really hard.
Number 1.
Texas fans, worry not. You're number 7, but you win the remainder of your games, win the Big 12 championship. I am quite confident you will be in the college football playoff. Hook 'em.
The Morning X.
Green Day is coming to the Germania Insurance Amphitheater September 10th, 2024. It will be here before you know it. I promise. And all week long, we have Win Them Before You Can Buy Them tickets, including today. We present to you a Green Day super fan quiz. We have super difficult trivia. Green Day is my favorite band of all time. Hi. I suppose that I know a lot of Green Day things, but I just thought it would be fun to face off against a listener who is also a Green Day super fan, and that's what we have in Hi, Sam.
Hey there.
Hey, what's up, Sam? You wrote us saying that you love Green Day. That is, as a matter of fact, American Idiot is the reason you picked up a guitar, and now you do it professionally, yes?
That's correct, man.
I would say be careful with this professional thing. I don't know about your qualifications, but I once alleged myself a professional comedian, and they literally threw me off a boat and now have not stopped making a big deal about it 13 years later. It's really fine, man.
I'm going to assume that Sam is more professional than you are at
music.
Yeah?
So. Do you want to plug your band or your profession or whatever,
I'll
Sam?
I'll say if he wins, maybe. But
man, I play, I'm a studio performer or studio electric guitar player, and I'm a touring musician full-time.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right, so we'll let you pick 1 through 6, Sam. What question do you want first?
1.
Oh, very simple.
All right, Billy Joe Armstrong has occasionally performed as what character in the American Idiot musical? What is the name of his character?
Come on, man, that's easy.
St. Jimmy.
Yeah, that is correct. Of course it's St. Jimmy.
Right in tribute, man, right in tribute. Jason, which number do you want?
Okay, I have your audio now.
Okay, cool.
I'll play it after. Give me 3.
What is the name of Green Day's next album? I believe they recently just announced it last month.
Right. Like I'm just going to assume that the title track is, or the first single is the title track from their new album, This American Dream Is Killing Me.
Saviors is the answer we were looking for. Saviors.
Boo! Boo! This is not super hard trivia. This is anyway. Okay, that's 1-0 after the first round. Sam is on top. We'll let you pick the next question. What do you want, Sam?
2, 4, 5, or 6?
4.
4.
4. What was the original name of Green Day?
Sweet Children.
That is correct.
Not good. It's not good.
All right,
you guys.
You need this one.
I definitely. What was it? What is it?
Sweet Children.
Sweet Children. I definitely did not know that.
Sam didn't even the hint that they have an EP of the same name.
Good.
EP stands for
Saviors. The tour is called Saviors. Why would it be called Saviors? The Lindas are savioring anybody? Okay, so he has two.
Two, five, and six.
I have to get this or the game is just over. That's not any fun. Give me, where would you put the easy one? Two, five, and six. Mm-hmm. You are the type of person who would six.
What is the name of Bill? What was the name of Billy Joe Armstrong's first guitar?
Billy Joe Armstrong.
What was the name of Billy Armstrong's first guitar? A Fernandez, the Revival, RST-50 Stratocaster.
What was the name of it?
What was the name of it?
The name.
He named his guitar.
He gave it a name?
What is the name?
Oh, son of a. I'm going to say Bertha.
Oh, you were kind of close.
Hang on. Sam, do you know?
I do.
Well, go ahead, Sam.
Should I hop in? It's blue.
It is blue.
Blue?
Blue.
You're my boy, Blue.
That's right.
All right.
Three for Sam.
Sam, congratulations.
Zero for Jason.
No, he doesn't get a point after the
web. He stole.
That doesn't, no, the contest.
He stole.
You know what? Hang on. Am I back in? Is it possible that I could steal? I have
two questions left.
I can't get any more. Okay, Sam, congratulations, my man. You're going to go see Green Day, all right?
Dude, yeah. Thank you all very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Here, I got one for you, Jason.
Yeah, okay.
At what festival did Green Day start an infamous mud fight?
Woodstock 94.
94 is correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to hear 95. Was that something to do with Limp Bizkit? Was there a Hulu documentary? They also have trouble in Woods 94.
Wow. Limp Bizkit was at Woodstock 99, and there were considerable incidents that I think eventually spurned two documentaries on the subject. But yeah, it was just rainy one day at Woodstock, and Billy Joe and the Green Day guys and started encouraging the fans to throw mud at them. And
God, they're so punk.
It was a fun day.
Anarchists.
Yeah. Give me the last one. Keep going.
In 2007, Green Day released a cover version of what cartoon theme song? A, The Simpsons. B,
there's multiple choice questions.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, my God. You are so terrible at super hard trivia.
SpongeBob SquarePants. Not as terrible as you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Pokemon.
The Simpsons.
That's correct.
Is that what the audio is?
Oh,
that would have been a good thing to tell me before.
The Simpsons.
Sounds like Green Day. That sounds like Blue. I can hear it. You're my boy, Blue.
I believe by 2007, that was a replica Blue.
A replica Blue?
He's had several replica Blues.
Yeah. Mm.
Like that guy that you have a dog and it dies and so you clone it. Except he does it with guitars.
I'm waiting for the words to come in.
Oh, there's no words.
What kind of a theme song has no words?
Oh, no. Needs more wet lasers, if you ask me.
I've been looking forward to this for several days now. And you really know how to spoil a good time, Hajda. You really know
not
how,
not for
man.
Sam.
You really?
Yeah. Not for Sam.
Congratulations. You know, I thought I had him when he said, American Idiot is what made me pick up a guitar. And I'm like, that was way late in their catalog, my man. But I learned the other day, American Idiot is 20 years old. Dookie is 30 years old. So American Idiot is twice as close to Dookie as today.
Okay.
Did you follow that?
Yeah,
me neither.
Good morning, X.
Nick told us in Hajda headlines today that finally, they're making a Legend of Zelda movie. Is that right?
It's official.
Finally. Fans like myself have been waiting for decades for this,
First
Nick.
First of all, you're not a fan, so shut up.
Man, shut up. I got to shut up.
Who cares? You won't shut up about the stupid Travis Kelce documentary, but you want to crap all over
I not shut up about the Travis Kelce documentary?
We've been talking about it for a while. Anyway, Legend of Zelda.
Couldn't have been a while because I watched it like 40 hours ago.
When did it come out?
Months ago.
Yeah.
Beginning of the season.
Yeah, that's why I'm just kind of like, you finally watched it. Now you want to talk about it, and that's fine. I'm not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Legend of Zelda. What do you want to talk about it?
Well, you told me in the news that there was a movie coming out.
Yes.
And we were sort of disagreeing as to whether or not fans of the video game automatically are going to become fans of the movie. Because, look, I love Mario Brothers. I loved playing Mario Brothers. Kind of fell off the train around Super Mario World.
Yeah, that's way
Did I miss anything since then?
He went 3D.
Mario went 3D?
Yeah.
That son of a bitch. Yeah. I'll tell you what. And then the movie came out, and I went and saw the movie a couple of months ago, and I thought it was fine. All right? I like listening to Jack Black sing the normal way, not in his weird Bowser voice. How about that? But my affinity for the video game had nothing to do with whether or not I would appreciate the movie. And as a matter of fact, I might say that you could be swayed in the opposite direction. Like, if you love the video game, the movie is only going to upset you, disappoint you. Example, what's the Pedro Pascal thing?
The Last of Us?
That's a video game, right?
Yes.
All I hear from The Last of Us video game bros is, oh, no, that's not correct. You didn't do that one correct, man. That's not how it was in the movie.
Well, those are toxic game bros.
Nick
those
Offerman
toxic
was not gay in the movie.
Well, first of all, he was gay,
gay
in the video game.
Oh.
But him and Bill, Frank and Bill, were in a fight in the video game.
Ah.
In fact, I think whichever was it, Bill? Not Nick Offerman was dead in the video games. Spoilers alert.
Okay.
But no, they were, look, I mean, I was hesitant about the Mario movie. I was like, oh, this could be recipe for disaster. But they proved to me with the Mario movie. I loved it. Even the whole Chris Pratt, why is he doing Mario's voice thing? He was the best part. Charlie Day's voice, way weirder to me as Luigi than Chris Pratt as Mario.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't created the goodwill. I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt, even though, again, Legend of Zelda, the Nintendo and whoever they...
Oh, so this is a Nintendo joint as well? Like,
they're
the ones producing this thing?
Yeah, you can't. They're going to be all up in whoever makes its business.
Okay.
But they have done a good job, and I'm also just going to be supportive because I want video game adaptations to happen. There is a huge amount. Because with the whole Marvel thing.
We have such a great track record. All those Tomb Raider movies, they're tremendous. The Mortal Kombat movies,
spot on. Well, when a bunch of
people
who don't know about it are just, they just like, oh, we can just slap Angelina Jolie in here. We've shown with Mario and with the Last of Us and some other instances that if people who are involved who care about the source material make the movie, it's good.
I say write your own original movie, okay? Stop stealing other people's ideas. Come up with a new idea.
Yeah, they haven't done that since like 1935.
Jason Dick, innovator of new ideas. At 101X Morning X, you can vote in the poll. Video game players, just because you like the game, does that mean you are predisposed to liking the movie version? Only 11.5% Hajda say yes. The winner is 46% of people say perhaps the opposite, and for some reason, 42% say, shut up, Jason.
The Morning X.
Green Day super fans. Apparently, I am not one of you. Congratulations to, who was it, Sam?
Yep.
Who absolutely ruled me in our Green Day super fan trivia contest earlier. We're going to have tickets for you in just a second. Tweets at Radio Guy, tweets at The Morning X, says, Jason, I thought Jimmy Eat World is your favorite all-time band. Or was that Blue October, LOL? Well, first of all, nothing but love for my guys in Blue October, despite the years and years and years of disrespect that I showed them.
Mm-hmm.
They're good dudes, and I like some of them songs a good amount. It's a tie. Is that an a-hole thing?
Yes.
I've always said that I have a three-way tie for my favorite band of all.
It's just...
Yeah.
Well, because it's Green Day, Jimmy Eat World, Alkaline Trio.
What
now,
a set of bands.
Your favorite band is Alkaline Trio.
I know some people think that I'm going to have like a Beatles in there or something like that. Even something like the Eagles. No. Just three... punk rockish type of bands.
Yeah,
Green Day, Jimmy Eat World, Alkaline Trio are my three favorite bands. It's a tie. I can't decide. Okay, I love all of my children.
No, I know you play the high piano in Jimmy Eat World Sweetness off air when we play it. And
Nick always likes to take one thing that I've done and reference it all the time. But yeah, I like to play Air Piano to Sweetness from Jimmy Eat World when it's on the radio.
Yes. I've seen you do that because you enjoy that song.
Yeah. Well, just any time you would do.
Back in the day that you used to go have fun, you would come home after a night downtown and you would play Alkaline Trio songs with your friends for hours and until the evening. I've never really seen you enjoy Green Day stuff.
See,
went to one private show where they did a small show at, like, what was it, Red 7 at the time?
Yeah, that was badass,
It was
man.
Badass.
That was so awesome.
But, like, that's the only Green Day thing that I've seen you really enjoy. And I feel like Green Day is, like...
2-ish years ago, I traveled to Tampa to see Green Day headline the Innings Festival. Does that not count?
2 years ago, you flew everywhere to see every cool band.
Well, the airline industry needed my dollars.
They did, yeah. I mean, look, they had to get bailed out without you. But I feel like Green Day is your poser, that's my favorite band. You're just saying that to be cool or to get like cred.
Well, first of all, the
all
punk
the...
rock kids, if they hear you say Green Day's your favorite band, they're like, whatever, dude. What do you?
I haven't seen
21 Pilots is a cool punk band as well? No, I will say I know what you're talking about, and I feel like I don't have to show them as much affection because they made it. They're big time.
Yeah,
they're the 11th biggest band in the world. All right,
I just haven't Alkaline seen it
Trio.
In your heart.
I have to keep them on the teat. Okay, all right.
You're so mad at Tom DeLonge for coming back to Blink 182.
I'm not mad at. I'm not mad at him.
Number one, Mark Hoppus.
I'm mad at them. Okay, yeah. for ousting. The guy who unlocked a whole new musical journey for them and replacing him with the guy who was just in
I think
band.
That Green Day does not elicit that kind of passion out of you, and you just like them as a kid.
Oh, I got that. No, well, but both are true, yeah. All right? But I got passion, and you will see in the DJ Dick Mash, pew, 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 mashup that I have created tomorrow. We're going to have a Name That Tune. Super difficult. See, when I say super difficult, I mean it. I don't mean what's the name of Green Day's next album.
How many points did you have in
multiple
that?
Multiple choice here. No, super difficult mashup contest tomorrow. Be a chance for you to win Green Day tickets, or right now you can text to win them. 512-835-1015. Just text the word paradise to 512-835-1015. Win them before you can buy them tickets to see Green Day. Could be yours. Good luck.
The Morning X.
It's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, Nick, Hajda. Now that you're sitting at your desk at work, thanks for taking us into the office, man. Stop doing work. Go to at 101X Morning X on Twitter. We just tweeted a photo. Is that Austin?
No.
That's Austin, man. Breaking news, guys. I'm a Rick and Morty guy. Have you heard?
I remember the announcement.
I was watching Rick
so
and Morty.
You saw the new episode, right?
The other night. I guess I'm two behind.
Yeah.
But no. Episode two of this season, the one where Rick and Jerry get their brains mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent work. I like that. Okay. Novel
like
concept.
Your...
Make an episode about the characters and what they're about instead of, oh, we went in the eighth portal of the 273rd universe. Now let's watch cable TV. I just felt like this one. Maybe I'm a dummy.
Making fun of sci-fi tropes is like literally why the show is awesome. But hey, that's fine. Yes, I agree.
Okay,
character work is good.
So. Anyway, I'm watching Rick and Morty, and it's on Cartoon Network,
mm-hmm.
Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
And this just some promo comes on during a commercial break.
They do the bumpers.
Yeah, and it's just a picture of a city skyline across some water, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, that's pretty. And then the show went back on, and I had to rewind it, and I was like, hang on, was that Austin? And I rewound it, and I watched it again, and I was like, I think that's Austin. And then I had to rewind it again, and I paused it, and I just looked at the screen for like 2 minutes,
yeah.
And I was like, is that the city that I have lived in my entire life? The fact that I cannot tell, is that a problem?
Yeah. I mean, just first of all, your biggest clues I'm looking at it is that it appears to be fall. The tree leaves are orange and whatever. And I feel like that's like, what, 2 weeks here?
We don't have fall?
I don't know. It's not
that is trying to find this portion of water. Like, is that supposed to be Lady Bird Lake? I don't know any place where there's that much foliage.
I also just assumed that this would be shot from the east of the skyline. And I'm just like, there ain't no water on the east of us.
What
I know
talking
there is.
About? Yes, the river
not,
goes
not
good
through. Water.
It's the same water. See, this is the problem with Austin for many decades is that you guys just thought once you cross I-35, that's the problem area over there, okay? That's the east of I-35. That's where the troublemakers go, says Nick
Hoshda. Just the bad waters,
There's that one building over there. Is this good radio? Me saying
this one isn't very fun.
That one building over there on the left that's got the little notches on it, I recognize that one. We got that building now, right?
There is. I know it's over by the Bowie. I don't know what it's called. But
that's building. That's us.
That one scares me. You're asking for that building to fall down.
I mean, all
it
of
looks
them.
Like it looks like a right before the Jenga tower falls over. That's not good air architecture.
Your Gerald is showing right now, just like, you know, all those tall buildings. You're just asking them to
They're
fall
scary.
Down.
They're scary.
No, look, I'm gonna say. I guess did we put up a poll? Does it make you a bad Austinite if you cannot identify your city's skyline?
Yeah.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to ask for a pass on this one because this is a whole Reddit wormhole you can go down, like where they'll show you the Austin skyline by year. And there's a whole bunch of like, oh, my God, it was so much better in whatever year you moved here. But yeah, it's unbelievable, the difference in the skyline from not just, you know, 10 years ago, but rewind 20 years ago. It's crazy. And so, yeah, how am I supposed to be expected to keep up with all of these changes?
Well, especially if you follow a certain particular evil highway who likes to pose like AI pictures or pictures that aren't Austin, but then say it's Austin.
Does
I can
he
understand
do that?
Why you were very confused.
You
yeah.
do you doing that, John Q. Mopac? Is that what's happening out there? But that's I'm starting to think that's what this is. This is like an AI. It's part Austin, part Los Angeles, part there's probably a New York City building in there. That town doesn't exist.
Okay,
it exists only in Adult Swim land.
Sure.
Or it's Austin and I win. Okay.
It's not that
one. Those are the only possible options.
The Morning X.
Insurance people, insurance professionals, turn up your volumes. I need your advice here. Okay, so you remember that hailstorm of like 8 years ago?
Oh, do I ever?
No, actually, I think it was like 6 weeks ago or something like that. But
been that long?
I have finally gotten an estimate on what it's going to cost. The body shop says this is what we charge to restore your relatable brand automobile
to
its previous life. And no, it's because I'm not going to tell you. All right, I can't tell you. And also,
that means it's five figures.
I would like way into the five figures. I would appreciate if my guy, Nikajda, as I'm running through the streets and alleyways of radio, wasn't constantly throwing trash can into my path. I know you're going to try and say something along the lines of insurance fraud here. No, has nothing to do with that. Okay, as a matter of fact, this is so on the up and up. I actually, yesterday, I felt bad for my insurance. Okay, I saw
the estimate,
I was like, oh, God, what if Encompass goes out of business? Oh my goodness.
Dude, if I could put out a company out of business because of how bad my car was totaled, that'd be a source of pride for me.
See, and that's the thing. You use the T word there, and insurance people. I guess that's my question is when is a car totaled? And also, if my insurance says, here, fix your car, do I have to listen to them?
No.
Again, I don't want to get into this. Well, but I don't want to just have a permanently destroyed car. You have to give me the money. I don't want to get into the specific numbers, but I got the estimate from the body shop. Mm-hmm. And let me just say that if I were to take this amount of money that they have estimated it will cost to restore the vehicle and bought a car with that amount of money, it'd be the second most expensive car I've ever owned. Okay? Well, second only to this relatable brand automobile. Yes. Sticker price. This will buy you a lot of car. And I've been hesitant since I bought it ever to look up the Kelley Blue Book value. What is the street value of my car?
Yes, currently. Yeah.
But I did it because I understand how totaling works. If the damages exceed the cost of the value of the car, your car is totaled. Okay.
So you're happy that your car is apparently worth this much that this will not total it.
It was once the greatest thing that ever happened to me was I was driving a little old Ford Hocus Focus around, yeah. And one day I would say just a mild hailstorm put a couple of dimples in the hood. And on the roof, and I took it to my insurance people. They're like, totaled. I was like, what? I was like, it's over. And they're like, well, you can keep driving it, but no, it's we're not going to fix it. It's totaled. And so yeah, they gave me a check. Said here's the money that we owe you for the value of your car. And then I drove a dimpled Ford Focus around for several years after that. I am open to that world right now. Okay, now. What's funny? I'm serious. I have a gaping hole in the back of my relatable brand automobile. Obviously, I would have to have that part fixed. Okay?
But the dimples.
I have a dangly Mike Tyson just bit my ear looking mirror on one side.
Duct tape.
Obviously, I have to get that part fixed. But the amount of money that they're going to spend to, I mean, as reading the estimate, it looks like they're going to replace every single outer panel of my car. Like, the hood, the trunk, the side door, the front, yeah. the roof, the panel, fenders, because all of them have little dimples on them now. I thought you could pop that out, but look, I ain't no professional. Anyway, it's, in my opinion, it would be offensive to spend this much money to take this car and just bring it back up to where it was,
yeah.
Particularly because you're probably never going to, like, it's always, is it as bad as getting in a wreck? Like, now that my car has been suffered this amount of damage. Like, you're never going to get it back to reality. So what I want to do is the same thing we did on the Hocus Focus, all right? You guys give me a big fat stack of cash. I will fix the parts that need to be fixed. I'll pay off the slight amount that I was afraid I was upside down, but no, as a matter of fact, I have equity in that car.
Ooh.
Okay, it is worth considerably more than I owe on it.
Can you borrow against your car equity to help finish your home loan?
I don't think so, but
I'll have
the bank look into that. But yeah, you give me a bunch of money.
A second mortgage on my
car. I'll fix the parts that I need to fix. I'll pay off the car, and then I'll just be the guy who drives around a dimply Tesla. I don't mind, okay? That's fine with me. It adds character, if you ask me. But I don't know if my insurance is going to go for it, right? How does it work? What are the rules, insurance people?
Well, you just talked about your Focus. I did that with my I had a Cavalier that, like, yeah, it got totaled. They were like, here's what we're going to pay you to total out this car.
I took
that money, and then I sold it to some scrap thing. I didn't get it fixed or anything.
Right.
Yeah. No.
I think that decision is much easier arrived upon when you're driving a car.
They don't care. They have determined that giving you this money to fix it.
$2,700 or $1,800.
They said this money is cheaper than doing anything else.
It's close, though. It's real close to the line.
Do
I have to argue down the value of my car so that they could give
me... Just take the insurance's check and do whatever you want.
But
they don't
give me a check. They give it right to the body shop, right?
I thought they give it to you.
How does it work, insurance people? Get at me. At 101X Morning X. Do I have to listen?
We'll take it down to Dick and Nick Auto Repair.
Excuse me?
I'll sign off on it. Commit body shop fraud, not insurance fraud.
Now you're the one doing fraud, not me.
Morning X.
No. You know what? Today, not going to allow it. Don't do it. It's uncalled for. There's no reason for it. I'm just trying to brighten people's day with some feel-good, uplifting, positive news. And then Nick is going to ruin it. A segment we call... Don't Nick My News. Let's go to Peoria, Arizona, site of Liberty High School, where they had their first ever intramural sports basketball game featuring students from the Unified program. What is this Unified program you speak of? Obviously, that's the program that combines kids with disabilities with general education students. Worried about the nicking already here. Allowing them to participate in classes that they may not have had the opportunity to do so in the past, including a basketball game. Miss Wilk says, quote, "We have unified sports. We have unified dance. We have unified choir and band," end quote. She's been teaching at Liberty High for 12 years and says the basketball game was her idea.
Oh, good for you.
Congratulations, Miss Wilk. It is now a viral sensation because of one particular student in the Unified program. That's Junior T. Ramirez, goes by just T to his friends, who in this basketball game made an incredible shot. I believe we have the audio.
That's hustle for the basketball. It's on the ground. It's T with a huge takeaway. Using the arm. 4 seconds. Looking for a buzzer beater. Two. Final shot. Will it go? T. Ends it with a three. A buzzer beater for Team White. Oh, my goodness.
Liberty High Unified Basketball game has its own play-by-play guy, huh? Pretty good work, all right? It's better than like half of the non-Power 5 football calls that I hear out there. How can you not be ready for an exciting game-winning moment that you're just going to ruin it? Yeah. You know, to stay on track here. So yeah, T hit a buzzer beater. It says here from half court, "I am not sure what this young man's disability is, and I have chosen to keep it that way. I am not going to watch the video so as to..." You know what? It's fine. T's mom, Rocio, says, quote, "He told me, Mom, I want to do it. I have to do it. And he did it. He wants to be a professional basketball player," end quote. T says, quote, "I do the best shot ever. The crowd and everything. It was amazing. I do the best shot ever," end quote. You did.
All right.
You did it, T. And finally, from Miss Wilk, quote, "There's a lot of things you can't teach in classrooms. You can't necessarily teach acceptance. You can't teach inclusion all the time, but you can teach through experiences," end quote, which is what it's all about. T from half court, an experience he'll never forget. Best of luck, my friend.
Look, I don't know what you're expecting me to Nick here.
Best of luck.
I suppose that I could point out this is not a real basketball game.
What
if you're going to do the classic put the special needs kid in there to stick a game-winning buzzer beater. Do it in an actual like varsity basketball game that counts for like district or playoffs or something. Okay. I posted the video to our Twitter page.
Oh, not for me, man.
Yeah, it's a don't worry. You have to click through to watch it.
Okay.
But by my estimation, there's 13 people on the court at the time of this shot. Okay.
So, okay.
And only two of them are actually trying to play even a passable attempt at defense on little T there.
Are you
the rest of them are just standing
critiquing
there.
Critiquing the defense?
There's no uniform.
In the unified program basketball
I'm saying
game?
I expect you to at least be wearing a basketball jersey and some shorts and do this in a game time atmosphere. Also, half court buzzer, he's like at least 4 feet across the line. I mean, it's
is he closer to the half court? That was what I was wondering about. I was like, is he half court or is it just the 3-pointer?
He's closer to half
he's closer
court
to
than
half
3 points.
Court, then that's a half court but, shot. That's a half court shot. Get out of here, man.
Look, he got the buzzer beater. What did he say? I did the shot. Good for you, T. Good for you doing
quote,
the shot.
I do the best shot ever.
He did do the best quote. Shot ever. His team was already up by 5. So that's all I got for you, man. Like, this is all great. Also, are you really like, what was her name? Mrs. Wilkes? Miss Wilk?
Yeah.
You're trying to brag about how you let the special needs kids sing in the same choir as the, what did they have a?
We have unified sports, we have unified dance, we have unified choir and band. So, yeah, they have the
I know I'm not supposed
special
to say
needs
with
kids
the
with the
regular
general education kids.
Congratulations on not putting them in a portable on one side of the campus and just be like, you sing all you want in the corner there, T. Congratulations.
And I'm not going to watch the video, but now that you mention it, like, defense is one of the things that I would expect them to be good at, you know? It's like, just seems like that would be more there.
I'm not going to ask what you mean by
you know
them.
Take that part out.
The Morning X.
All right, after extensive forensic investigation, mostly by you, the listener, thank you guys, it turns out that picture that we tweeted, Skyline, that I saw on Adult Swim, that I said, that's Austin, man, is in fact not Austin. That's New York City.
I told you.
Get a rope.
That was the first thing I said, and you were like, no,
look,
don't be
man,
an idiot.
In my opinion,
Central Park.
New York City has more or less tall buildings, okay?
They're just hidden by the trees.
They just have, no, like in this photo, there's like 1 to 3.5 tall buildings just poking up, all right? New York City, they're all the same. They're all up there at the same height. Okay.
I was pretty sure I recognized this little island in a lake because I've been swinging through it in the new
nothing.
Spider-Man,
oh,
which is a
God.
Very realistic depiction of New York.
If you say so.
I knew it.
If you say so.
Point
nerd.
Nick, not Dick.
My bad.
75% of the people say you are a bad Austinite if you cannot identify your city's skyline on site.
Look, I again want to say you should not be held accountable for identifying Austin's skyline because it's changing every goddamn day, all right? But when it's New York City and you say, is that Austin, probably a foul on my part.
The Morning X.